is Franklin. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. We're talking today about EP1, the optimal morning routine. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
In today's episode, I am going to go deeper on how a morning routine sets the tone for the rest of your day. It stands to reason that the way you begin your morning sets the tone for your day. Once you have organized your personal morning routine, it is time to get busy with actions for a productive day. There is the ideal morning routine to keep you happy and productive throughout the day. You just need to find yours. While it is true that a lot of people who get up early are usually more productive, it does not mean night owls cannot have the perfect morning routine leading up to a productive day. The more time you have in the morning, the more time you will have to build your productivity routine. Many productivity experts and successful people dedicate the evenings to getting ready for the following day, as this leaves the mornings free for them to start their critical work in a timely manner. Sometimes, the best way to get a productive morning is to start early on that task the evening before. I define my morning routine as starting from the moment I get out of bed to when I begin the productive parts of my day. Okay. So in creating your morning routine, of course, I believe the first place you start is making your bed, and at this point, I believe this is also the place where you should stop. The morning routine guide gets you out of bed, settles your mind, and starts off your day as best as possible. Incorporate some of these tips into an existing morning ritual by habit stacking, or create a custom routine to suit your schedule and priorities. Let us dive in and explore a few productivity habits to implement each day so that you can begin each day on the right side of your bed. In today's episode, I'll take you through a few habits that Iave created to create my perfect morning. The Deliberate Morning Podcast is a show that helps you create the habits and routines to make your mornings productive, pleasant, and above all, meaningful. One Life Podcast is designed to constantly propel us toward our goals, will help you have a positive, organized life, plus, you will be able to learn to create a perfect morning routine. It will provide a new direction in your life, and will help you to discover your purpose in life. Today's episode is all about honoring the proven benefits of the morning routine, but it will also give you the permission, inspiration, and little structure to make it yours. Whether the person you are looking up to is someone in your line of work, or someone you are striving to be in your personal life, podcasts can be an excellent way to get some morning inspiration. By creating a custom morning routine that is focused on your optimal state of mind, you will reap the benefits in terms of energy, clarity, and inspiration. Whether or not you are a morning person, creating a routine that fosters well-being is important for staying productive and promoting effectiveness. Whether you exercise daily or just a few times per week, adding a workout into your routine can help you get in the right mindset for success. Exercise is also what the most successful people get done first thing in the morning. You are in control of your morning, and have an opportunity to perform an activity that sets you up for success. Scientifically, starting your morning off with a little achievement, making your bed, for example, can increase your motivation throughout the rest of the day. Instead of having to constantly choose, you allow your routines to build the energy that will get you through your day. With the extra time on your hands, you decide to squeeze in a quick workout in the morning in the house before making breakfast and starting your workday. In addition to making sure that you are getting 8 hours of sleep, you also set an alarm to give yourself plenty of time to get through the morning routine and build productive new habits. Getting a good night's rest is important for starting off your morning well. If you are trying to find the best time to rise up for life, take a look at this helpful guide on finding the most productive hour, and then making that an addiction and a regular practice. If you are struggling with getting up in the morning, pressing the snooze button too many times, or simply looking for a positive way to start the day, Wake Me Up is for you. Your morning routine can take 15 minutes or an hour, but make sure to structure your morning routine to get you ready to succeed. Having an effective
morning routine can decrease stress, increase productivity, enhance drive and motivation, and can make you a more positive, successful individual. Taking the time for a little morning exercise is another simple way to lower stress, feel accomplished, and invest in your long-term health. To really get busy with prioritizing, take some time every morning to work on hobbies that will make you feel fulfilled personally as well as professionally. According to Claire Diaz-Ortiz, a productivity expert and the author of Design Your Day, the best thing you can do for productivity is create an ideal morning routine. Another thing that is actually good for you is to schedule your day. For example, if you are going to work out in the morning, have your workout clothes ready. My goal is to do as much stuff as I can, but remember every morning is different. Do not worry, I am not telling you to wake up at 4 a.m., though sometimes that is what I do. If you do not have 4 kids running around in the morning and can get up 8 and still have morning control, get up 8 instead. If you would like to know how to start every morning with clarity, perspective, and direction, then today's episode is for you. Whether you have you committed to 2 minutes of guided breathing meditation every morning using an app like Headspace, or you have you filled a gratitude journal such as the popular 5-minute journal to begin your day on a positive note, getting grounded before work is always a win. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1598. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.